Blog Talk Radio.
Shortly, about 12 o'clock probably. Welcome to Juggalo Ride Radio. We ain't got nobody tuned in yet. I said we go with Dead Celebrity Status. Pretty Little Creep Show.
is my beautiful wrong, my favorite mistake, my dirty face angel with razor blade wings. She sings me to sleep, 80s lullaby, la la la. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Black rose, black dress, picturesque, click click. Photogenic me or more, I'm obsessed, sick sick. Love the way we kill time, tick tick. Touch me, breathe on my insecurities, make them love me. God, I love it when you say you want me. Kills me, calms me, every piece of you is a part of me. Oh, you're so sexy when you wake up. That's when you're the prettiest. Messy hair, no makeup. Gotta feed my appetite. Eat your heart, scrape the plate. Kiss you like a vampire, savage like angel cake. Take a bite, love the taste. Misery loves company. And I know she's far from perfect, but she's perfectly in love with me.
And she's so fucking special. You're a creep.
Skin rail thin, frail slim, Sin City pretty little lady song.
So take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
She's my red hot chili pepper, suck my kiss, cut my wrist, fall asleep beside me so I could hear your heart pump blood like an IV. Bind me, treat me like a hostage, confine me, trap me, wrap me in bondage kindly. I love the way she acts, so Canadian, but when the door shuts, she's my little Jenna Jameson, my sexy Tasmanian, devil in Victoria, secret little China doll, my evil Longoria. I'm falling, falling, catch me, grab me by the waist and Gina Karami, and treat me like a zombie, I'm your kamikaze, crashing through your body, naughty, fuck, I love the way you taste, cinnamon and gasoline, she's a perfect twist of love and hate.
She's a creep, and she's so fucking special. You're a creep and you're so fucking special. She's a creep and she's so fucking special.
Next, Disturbed, The Game.
Tell me exactly what am I supposed to do, now that I have allowed you to beat me? Do you think play another game. Maybe I could win this time. I kinda like the misery you put me through. Darling, you can't trust me completely. If you even try to look the other way, I think that I could kill this time. Rock, rock.
Radio, which, by the way, if I'm correct, we are about to hit, I believe, the 6th year anniversary of the show. I could be wrong. Let's see, I'm trying to think here. I think this might be 6 years. I really think it might be. I can't remember if it is or not. So, in the meantime, let's go with ICP off of Shangri-La. It's Raining Diamond.
Get this. early morning. Six in the morning, police at my door. Already gotta slap some more. Stuck my hand out through the mouth shoot. Big slap sergeant, his first recruit.
I came out the ass, big slap son. Grade school, high school, big slap with joy. I remember getting baptized by the reverend. Big slap the Bible out of his hand.
The big slap master, up in the place. I big slap your trade wreck face. Don't assume friendliness with fame. I big slap the sound out your name.
They'll call ya, cause you're not here. Big slapped out the stratosphere. Mike P did the track. He big slapped, pop four max straight to the back.
Don't let me show up on TRL. I'm big slapping everybody to hell. I'm down with the club, east side till I'm gone. Yet everybody singing that Southwest song.
I big slap wigs off every day. I big slap old ladies out of my way.
Out of my way.
Southwest side, big slap capital. Every bitch made motherfucker smack
for my big slap victims. I don't care. I big slap cowlicks into your hair. Fago in a pillowcase, don't manage. I big slap your head, brain damage.
I big slap cheek spread, hands off. I've been known to slap a motherfucker pants off. I big slap planes out of the sky. I big slap truth out of a lie.
Call me Shaggy, Spy McSlapboard. I big slap motherfuckers galore. Say we fake, I wanna test the rap. Step your ass on up and get bitch slapped.
What do you call a crew that be smacking like that?
Wicked.
Insane clown, smack your ass to the back.
Speaking of smacking, it's making me sick.
Everybody's talking that smacking shit.
Saying they smacking with the ICP.
Just cause I am, they wanna be like me.
Talking that shit, you need to leave the place. Knowing you ain't never even smacked the face. Claiming our shit, that's our shit, you trash motherfucker. We about to smack your ass.
And we are back. And we got a 704. Who's calling out of, from Kirk, North Carolina?
It is Mr. Toxic. What's up?
What's going on, homie?
Chilling, man. I'm actually standing outside taking a piss right now.
I take it you ain't got a bathroom.
I do, but I feel more free and tuned in with nature when I just piss outside.
Yeah, and then the cops come by and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, and then I get pissed on them, and then they get pissed off on me and all that shit.
Yeah, bud. My fucking cousin, my cousin's boyfriend got caught fucking by a cop fucking pissing outside. Funny enough, while he was doing that, he was holding a fucking blunt at the same damn time.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
So, yeah, they ended up making him going back to some type of fucking schooling or something like that for, like, indecent exposure and drug classes. Like,
damn, at the same damn time. See, that's why I always do it at night, and I make sure that my porch light's off so the neighbors don't get a free show because they usually have to pay if they want to watch. Or if they want to get pissed on, that's an extra $5.
Shit, man, if they want to get pissed on, just give it to them for free.
Exactly.
But damn, man, fucking... Did you catch the new episode of, season premiere of Ink Master?
Of what?
Ink Master.
What is that?
It's pretty much like a tattoo show. It's like... Okay, do you remember WWE Tough Enough?
Wait, are you talking about the one where they find people with bad tattoos and make them better, cover them up?
No, that's Tattoo Nightmare. Okay. Do you remember WWE Tough Enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty much Ink Master is like that, except instead of wrestling, it's tattooing. And what they're doing is, you know, they're trying to find, you know, the one best tattoo artist, and that artist at the end of the season with like a shitload of money, and is named Ink Master. It's, you know, pretty much like named Ink Master and shit.
Kind of like the shit that they have on the Food Network where they find the best cook.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty dope. I like the you just said the name and I already forgot it, but I watched it last night. It was some pretty bad tattoos and some pretty bad self-portraits that the dude did an amazing job on covering up.
Yeah, that would be Tattoo Nightmare.
Yeah, I'm like a new fan of that shit. It's hilarious.
Man, when it comes to me, if it has anything to do with tattoos, I watch it. I'll read about it only because it's on fact. I mean, I ain't got none, but the fact that I literally grew up in a tattoo shop, so the fact that I grew up around it, it's something that's always caught my eye and shit. You know what I mean?
Hey man, same here. I mean, I've been an artist for 5 years, and I still don't have any ink. I'm just waiting on that right day where, I find the right thing that I want, and I'm just gonna get it. When I know for sure, I don't want to rush in and, get something that I'm gonna regret. But yeah, I love watching the shit. Like, also, as real as it gets, because it's kind of hard. Like, most reality shows tend to be scripted. It's hard to script a tattoo, so I know what I'm watching is real.
Exactly, man. That's how I feel. And I think, one of my advantages, the fact, I grew up in a tattoo shop, it actually gives me an advantage, when I'm watching this, you can, automatically tell that the fucking someone's tattoo, is either fucked up or that, or people are doing, very horrible fucking job,
Exactly. That's the one thing that scares me, even though there's professional tattoo parlors around here, I'm kind of, because I've been in the environment as well. I stopped through, a few months ago. The guy was talking about shooting a music video for me, and he said to just come by a shop, and we'd talk about it. And as soon as I get in, he's sitting there smoking a blunt, and he's like, "You want to go in the back and take some shots?" And I'm like, damn, don't y'all got to do some tattoos? I don't know what goes on behind the scenes when I walk into a place where I'm getting a tattoo. They could be all fucked up, not knowing what they're doing. So it almost makes me want to go to, Kat Von D and get, a tattoo the size of a penny for $60.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, if they're saying, hey, want to go back and do some shots when they're supposed to be working, that's actually one of the most unprofessional things you could do as a tattoo artist, because it's the fact, you're drinking and getting fucked up. And if you got a tattoo to do, you're not going to be able to fucking do that shit, to a fucking, to the perfection that it's supposed to be at.
Exactly. I mean, people's paying their hard-earned money for that shit, so, it's permanent. It ain't like it's going to rub off if you fuck up.
And it's not just that. Also, because of the fact, he's drinking, and he's got to do a tattoo, he's fucked up. That right there, if one wrong move could get them sued, could get them shut down, because of the fact, if the person that's tattooing gets hurt in the process of it because they're fucked up from drinking so much, that job is done.
Can you sue if they fuck up your tattoo?
If you could prove that they were drinking and that they were completely fucked up at the time of the tattoo, yes.
Huh? I didn't know that.
But at the same time, it's also a liability because of the fact, the person that's getting tattooed could at the same time get could also get hurt due to the artist being completely fucked up.
Right. That's got to be a pretty stressful job, because even if you're as professional as it gets and you're not drinking, you're not doing anything, there's still a risk, you might sneeze or some shit and you might fuck up, and then you got to break the news to the person, look, I was choking on my own spit and I had to cough, and I fucked up one of your lines, and, that shit would just be stressful.
Yeah, it could definitely be very stressful, man.
Yo. But, yeah, I'm out here freezing my balls off. I just figured I seen y'all was having a show tonight, and I figured I'd just drop in while I'm smoking my cigarette. Show y'all some love because y'all gave me my first interview, and I actually uploaded that on YouTube.
Hell yeah. I said, what's up, man? Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, lots changed since you've been up here for your first interview, man. I mean, like, fucking, that dude, that one we had, Psycho Killer, he's no longer here. That motherfucker, we fired that motherfucker's ass a long time ago.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Just because it sounds like, you know, he wasn't really doing his job.
Oh, yeah. You got to put your foot down and, you know, keep it real, keep it professional, and you can't let anybody, you know, mess up your name or show that you're unreliable.
Exactly. I mean, come on. The dude barely fucking promoted. And, you know, there were, like, so many times where, you know, he'd make so many damn excuses as why he couldn't call in. Like, you know, he was too stressed to fucking call in one time. Yeah, come on. I mean, honestly, shit. I work and it's kind of like where I could be tired as a motherfucker and I'll still be up on here doing my fucking shit.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are legit because, you know, I'll see, whenever I did see promoting, you know, I seen y'all had one of the Power Rangers, y'all had, I think, Ritz at one point. I was going to call in that day, but I had plans. But shit, if y'all are doing big things like that, like, you need to get somebody that's reliable and promoting a good station to listen to.
Exactly, and you know that's such a fact. It goes beyond that too. Because I mean, like, you know, we've had the likes of Ice-T up on here twice. We've had Tech N9ne up on here twice. We've had the band Gwar up on here. We've had Morgan of Kitty up on here, and it's like, you know, that's our name, like you said, and that's our reputation. You know, that's on the line. And if, you know, we bring you in, I mean, it's such a fact, you know. And here's the thing, the dude wasn't even a juggalo, you know, he admitted that. And, you know, at the same time, you know, we gave him the benefit of the doubt because of the fact, you know, we figured, you know what, being a ghetto to him, but we figured, you know what, we could always use an extra hand, especially during interview time. So, you know, we gave him the benefit of the doubt and we brought him on. And he just pretty much let us up. I mean, and there's times, like, you know, like, where he set up interviews himself for, like, I mean, yeah, like, what they want, like, some of them, like, where they weren't all that big interviews, but still, you know, the fact that, you know, you set up interviews yourself and then, you don't show up for the interviews that you set up, that makes us look bad.
Yeah, that's not good at all. That's basically, like, being a promoter for a show and not showing up to the show is just as important. And any interview is a good interview, and it's good promotion because, you know, I've told people about y'all, you know, since my interview, and, you know, you're the people that you do interview, you know, they're going to get people to listen and help promote for you and, you know, just spread the love.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, and someone said this one listener that we have goes by the name of DC, and, you know, that dude almost, like, you know, completely fucked everything up for us because of the fact, you know, that time when we had Rich up on here, he decided to call in and start fucking freestyling.
Wow.
I mean, you know, that right there is, you know, I mean, you know, if it's somebody, you know, who's, like, really underground and, you know, doesn't really care, you know what I mean? That's different, but
right.
The fact, you know, you got it's Rich, you know, and Rich is part of Strange Music, and, you know, yes, we've done interviews with Strange Music in the past, and everything went smoothly, but the fact that, you know, again, you know, it's someone, you know, that's a part of a big, major label, like Strange Music, where, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, Rich, his newest album, that hit, like, number one or something on the top independent albums. So, you know, that in my book, you know, that's a pretty big dude, and he really probably don't give a fuck about anybody calling in and trying to freestyle for him because, you know, he's out. He had just got signed to Strange at the time, so that would kind of be, like, a waste of time for him to be, you know, interviewing and hear some dude just freestyling.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that makes us look bad at the same time because of the fact, you know, Strange and, you know, and Ritz, you know, you know, they're putting so much trust and respect into us, to on our part do a professional job with the interview, and you got some like him calling in to do a freestyle, that makes us look very unprofessional, and unfortunately, when something like that happens, that right there, isn't just strange or just Ritz. That should get, go to Tech 9, Calico, it go to fucking Subnoise, it go to Psychopathic, and things like that, that'll make them, not want to do anything because of the fact, they'll look at us as being unprofessional.
Exactly, but, I mean, you have the power to just cut somebody off, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But that's what we stated, especially after that, from here on out, like if anybody calls in during a big ass interview and you try starting to say like hey there's a difference between saying hey, I'm an upcoming artist, like what advice would you give to me to get to your level, and just calling in and saying hey yo I'm an upcoming artist, and let me freestyle for you. There's a big difference between that.
Right. Well, next time you have, that was probably just a one-time deal, but, when you're promoting big interviews, you could just be straight up with people to say, no bullshit, legit questions, you will get cut off. Just warn people. And then if they try to pull some dumb shit, just cut them off.
Exactly. And at the same time, even Tech, knows this about us, we're professional as a motherfucker, but at the same time, we make it to where, the artist, can just relax and have fun with the interview at the same time,
Right, because I remember half of my interview, I had a blast just answering, Walmart questions and shit like that,
Exactly. I mean, because the reason we like to do it that way is so that way the artist isn't coming up on here and be like, oh man, it's gonna be just like one of those interviews, and stressed out, but interviewing and stressed about kind of questions that are gonna come their way, and you know what I mean. So then that way they can come up on here, it can be a professional environment, but at the same time they could be relaxed. And just have a good time with the interview.
Right.
But you know what? Since we got you up on here, man, I think we should play a fucking track by Mr. Toxic.
Hey, I fucking agree 100%.
I say, even though I'm not a big fan of Mars, this is a dope track. But here we
go.
People
want my brain.
Yep, so here we go.
Hell yes.
People want my brain, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the talk so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing. People want my brain, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the talk so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing. Go ahead and try me, bitch, I'm on my wit's end. Everybody crying, bitch, but nobody will listen to what I'm saying. Better be praying that a motherfucker like me don't show up to your house and end up staying. I'm not the same person that you met a few days ago. I'm different now and I don't have any plans of changing, though. It's too late for me to turn back in time. Learn I can rhyme and act like everything is fucking fine. There's only one thing on my mind and that's your brain. And if it ain't that, the second thing is your brain. Everything's changing colors. All I see is red and I don't give a fuck about the chum missing out of my head. People want my brain, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the talk so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing. People want my brain, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the talk so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing.
I've been up 4 days looking like you from the grave. It's the craze in the basement and pain. I need some rain. twisted. Cooking up some in the kitchen. And then I mentioned, I got a body in my truck to snack on. I need a motherfucking gut and smash on. They used to want me zombie, now I'm hunty. Bitches on my dick, they quit, and now I'm hungry. And now I'm not the same. All I want is brains. Everything I took from here on out is just a blessing. I walk the earth for certain, I'll be hurting. Unless I find a human being, they blood squirting.
People want my brains, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the sauce so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing. People want my brains, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the sauce so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing.
Out of the sky, death will fall. Out of the cornfield, death will crawl. Into your home, they will come. Creeping through your walls, creeping through your walls. Out of the sky, death will fall. Out of the cornfield, death will crawl. Into your home, they will come. Creeping through your walls, creeping through your walls. People weeping, diseases sweeping. Images invade me while I'm sleeping. All of these thoughts running through my mind. Who will survive the end of time?
People want my brains, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the talk so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing. People want my brains, bitch, nobody can have them. Everybody run up on me, bitch, and I always gotta stab them. Let me get the talk so I can get it in my system. Now resist the motherfucker, now your brains are fucking missing.
Shit.
Hell yeah. And Echo, what's going on?
What's good?
Shit. How's it going there, little sister?
You know, everyday life, fucking struggling as always, but keep your head up high. Woohoo.
Yeah. Hey, what the hell is up with the Amanda Panda page?
Oh, I'm like, I am, like, totally not, like, Echo no more, that, like, out here I'm Panda, and that's just, like, a whole new me, and I'm happy with it.
Well, you're still going to be Echo to me.
Oh, hello, I have, like, awesome blue eyes, and I'm, like, super hot, and I spin fire, like, what more can I, like, ask for? And I live in Hawaii, so. I was actually on my old profile today, tagging myself in the pictures, and I was just like, oh my god, bringing back memories, fucking raping your wall.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, oh my god. Like, totally different. It's crazy, but like, whoever sings that song, like, oh my god, that was like the freshest fucking song I've heard in such a long time on this show. Like, I haven't been on here in forever.
That would be Mr. Toxic right here.
That was fucking, like, such a fresh song, dude. I'm fucking all the way in Maui. I don't get to hear this awesome music anymore. It's...
Hey, I appreciate the hell out of that. I'm still on the line. Thank you. That means a lot. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all talk, but if you want to hear any more of my music, you can check it out at www.whoistoxic.com, and I appreciate the compliments, and I'm going to go inside and take another piss in a toilet. All right, man, I love y'all. I got much love for y'all. I'm going to hit you up. Y'all take it easy.
You too, homie.
All right, peace.
Peace.
I have to relace my shoes with different colored shoelaces because I lost one shoelace.
smart one. Yeah, you missed it a couple of days ago, though. We had Reject up on here. I don't know what day that was we had him up on here. I believe that was Thursday. We had Reject up on here. Mad Max just fucking dropped a new EP. I think your phone keeps cutting in and out on you because you keep getting quiet over there. Well, since Echo just got quiet, I think we should go with a brand new Mad Max track.
No, I just hit the goddamn mute button.
Why do you keep hitting the mute button for?
It's a fucking smartphone. I hate this fucker. Fucking hate this fucker.
But yeah, fucking Max has a new shit coming. That new shit, Hostile Figures is coming out with some new shit.
Oh, yeah? I heard, like, the fifth reunion of, like, Gangs of New England or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think Hostile Figures were there because they don't want anything to do with HDR.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I haven't talked to anybody in such a long time.
Yeah.
It's cold right now, oh my god.
How the fuck are you cold? You're in fucking Hawaii. Come back to New England. It's colder here.
Dude, it gets fucking cold here at night. Like, when you're used to, like, the hot weather all day, and then when it drops to, like, 70 or, like, 68, it fucking gets cold. This is winter for us right now.
Echo, come back to New England, and you can definitely feel how cold it is up here.
Nigga, I'm all set with white snow. I'm all motherfucking set with that shit. Like, I do not ever want to see snow again in my life. I'd rather, it's like 6-something at night right now, and I'm running around in fucking short shorts and a bathing suit top. I'm just going.
I believe it.
Yeah, I look pretty new now.
And to the genius that decided to fucking tag someone from a different radio show, AR fucking promo, fuck you.
Right.
We had some dude decided to fucking tag in like a DJ from a whole other show that, you know, that's been trying to recruit me in Ghetto G, but we ain't going nowhere. And so this dude decided to tag a whole other DJ from a different show, from a different site in our shit, and that ain't gonna fly with us.
Shit.
Because it's all about radio. The way I look at it, I mean, you doing that, you're trying to take all fucking listeners and the shit that we build, that's definitely not going to fly.
Fucking need a cigarette right now.
Shit, I got a fucking shitload. I got Newport, I got Marbs.
Bruh, I can't smoke non-menthol anymore. That shit gives me a migraine. I have to only smoke menthol. Like, it fucking sucks. And, like, all day yesterday, I couldn't find anybody with a fucking menthol cigarette. I was going nuts. Like, I was losing them. Dude, I want all my fucking friends from, like, East Coast to come back this way and see how it is out here. It's fucking awesome.
Well, buy me a ticket out there and I'll come out there.
But I got fucking robbed, alright? Like, I got into this car and fucking this guy was doing something. So I was on my way out and I was like, you know how I always half turn to pick up my backpack on the floor? Fucking this fucker pushed me right out of his car and hit the gas and like dip set with like $800 of mine.
Yeah, that's why you don't. I mean, did you even know the dude?
Huh?
Did you even know the dude?
Yeah, that's the fucked up thing, man. Like, I fucking pressed charges and everything, and he fucking never had my backpack in his car when they searched it.
Damn.
So, like, they couldn't find him guilty of anything, so I'm afraid to fucking even call. I'll be like, yo, nigga, where's my fucking backpack at? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to get my monster without my EBT card?
Can't you get another EBT card?
Yeah, I called it in and declined the one that was stolen. Dude, I had such a hard time putting this lace in this fucking hole. Oh my God. That's what she said.
Yep.
God damn it.
Well, you're about to be in for a treat because you're about to hear some brand new Mad Max.
Oh,
yeah? Here we go, Mad Max, Raccoon City.
Catching my breath, thought I would lose it for good if I didn't recover it soon. What do I do? No one else is alive, I haven't seen any survivor in days. I was with a couple and then it was trouble and that should be all that you need me to say. Dodging and ducking whatever was coming until I had made it away. I got to an alley and stopped for a second to chill cause I thought that the spot was okay. Something came out of the shadow and grabbed me, digging and ripping the flesh. It went for the jugular vein, I pushed it away and shot him straight in the chest. Stumbled a second but stayed on his feet, I fired again at his head. He thought it was me, why didn't he scream? I guess he was already dead. I went to a bar, opened a bottle of vodka, swallowed a shot. Then I emptied the rest of it over my neck until all of the bleeding had stopped. I'm ready for death and I know that it's coming, so fuck it, let's see what they got. I covered my cuffs, reloaded the gun and headed back out to the block. Here we go.
Grab a gun and get it loaded, this is Raccoon City. You never know if you'll be leaving alive. Dead people are walking in this shit, it's so pretty. If you are running, well then you already died.
So what now? I'm fucked down, only one clip left and I'm out of rounds. Just about surrounded, round and round. I just stop and I look at the ground. They approach it slowly, focusing on my throat and hoping to open it grossly. I take a deep breath, I lower the left and I open my right eye closely and I dropping a couple and making the pass, duffing and darting my way through the crowd, running as quick as I possibly can. Found me a car with a key, turned it, cursing the work. Shifted the gear and stepped on the gas and bumped it, looking in the rear view first. Gotta get up to Kendo shop, known the owner for a couple of years. Got to the front door, broken open already, looks like he isn't here. Seen blood on the floor, now that I know that he's gone, I'm moving along. I grab me a strap, a vest, a couple of guns and a lot more bullets, I need each one. Went back outside to the whip, loaded the holster, started the motor and drove. Dipping and swerving and crushing the corpses posted all over the road. I wish I could tell you where I've been hoping to go, but I don't know. I got to the edge of the town and I seen the bridge been blown.
Grab a gun and get it loaded, this is Raccoon City. You never know if you'll be leaving alive. Dead people are walking in this shit, it's so pretty. If you aren't running, well then you already died.
The vehicle ran out of gas, I gathered my weapons and left it behind. Half of my body is numb and the rest is in pain, I do, but I don't know why. Coughing and losing some blood, weak in the knees but keeping it up. Luckily nothing is chasing me so I could look at the city that's turning to dust. The windows are broken and black, all of the lights are busted and burned. Blood on the pavement, guts in the windows, women and children dead on the curb. Found the garage unlocked, opened it up and lowered it closed. And went to the back and sat on a bench and cleaned the blood flowing out of my nose. Losing a lot of the time, starting to shudder and shiver and shake. I can feel them pounding the door and it's safe to say it's about to break. I went for the shotty and loaded it up and then all I could do was wait. Watching the windows bouncing and crack and staring straight into the face of my fate. They opened the gate and I emptied the weapon, the vault that I had at the last. Clicked and clacked on the pump for the very last time and I had to laugh. Inserted the barrel inside of my mouth, put my thumb on the trigger and boom. Well, I guess that's the end of my story, splattered all over the room.
And we are back.
Dude. I can't get this fucking shooter from one hole. I feel like a fucking retard right now. It's not even funny. And the sun just went down, so it's fucking like super cold right now.
So, what?
I don't even have an idea to put cigarettes. Fuck.
Well, if you were here, I'd share my pack with you. You know that.
Dude, I smoke Kools now.
Well, you'd be shit out of luck with that one because all I've got is Newport tomorrow. All menthol.
Cool for 15. These are green packs.
So, what do you think of the brand new Mad Max?
Pretty cool song.
Hell yeah.
Fucking love it, dude. Like, I can't believe I let myself go, like, the opposite way. And, like, stop following, like, my fucking true passion for music and shit.
Well, you already know, if you know, like, if you need some fucking dope ass fucking music, just hit me up. I mean, I've got plenty.
Yeah, I just got a fucking new phone. I can finally get the number and call in and shit. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna like light the shoe on fire for real.
Well, if you do that, then you won't have a shoe.
Oh, fuck that. I'm so aggroing. Oh, my God. And this cigarette is so fucking bad. Your nephew broke my last fucking cigarette today. He picked it up. He went, ha-ha, and snapped it in half. I was like, you little fucker. I'm going to fucking kill him. To the fucking God, dude. I'm having such a bad day right now. Oh, my God. You're giving my fucking scissors in the earth. Oh, my God. Havoc. I'm going to fucking bleach my hair blonde again and just, like, write diss on my forehead. I swear to fucking God, dog. This is so stupid right now. It's not even funny. Like, you're fucking laughing your ass off. This is not funny.
I was laughing because you're fighting with your damn shoe.
Like, you know how the plastic pieces at the end of shoelaces?
Yeah.
One of my shoes don't have that, so it's fucking hard to get it through, like, the little fucking tiny asshole.
Ah.
When I left my house without my lighter shoe, oh, my God, I'm going to have a bitch fit. Oh,
well,
goodness. Okay, never mind. It's into my ass. Found it. That sounded horrible. I apologize for that. I didn't literally mean letters in my ass. I was just sitting on it.
But, so did you hear about the news? Brand new Dark Lotus is coming.
No, man, I didn't hear about nothing.
Yeah, new Lotus is dropping at the gathering.
Fucking right, dude. So I still haven't got to go to my fucking gathering yet, dude. I can't get out there anywhere. Like, I was going to come home for, like, summer and shit. With my taxes, but I got robbed. Nobody knew about that, by the way. It was just going to be a surprise visit.
Well, that would have been dope.
Right? Oh, God, don't say dope. That's such a bad word. That's a bad word.
Okay, fine, that would have been tight. Better?
Nah. That reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
What the fuck? Really?
It's playing, dude. Tight screw. Tight screw. You can't say dope anymore. Oh, my God. I'm about to go in the house and be like, yo, Dad, fucking help me with this real fast.
Yeah. Yeah, so you need help tying your shoe.
No, but it's not even tying my shoe. It's getting in the fucking shoelace in a little vast hole so I can fucking tie my shoe. I can tie my shoe just fine.
Are you sure?
This can't get the list to the hole, dude. Fucking stupid ass pooka.
Yeah.
who's listening right now? Oh my god, I totally forgot you five fucking people listening to your show and shit.
Well, we got one guest up in the room. I don't know who it is. But that might probably Mr. Toxic tuned in, but yeah. But holy shit. Do you know what is coming up in a couple months?
Your birthday?
That's October.
Yeah, that's in a couple months. Oh, yeah. No, wait.
No. Wait. Sorry, the 6-year anniversary of Juggalo Rider Radio.
Holy fucking shit, it's been that long already?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been out here for like 5.5 years. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, Juggalo Rider Radio turned 6. It's on fucking May 18th.
Holy shit, I just got cold. I'm gonna have to fucking put pants on, so now I'm gonna go be in the bush with my pants on. I got my shoes, okay? I got my shoes.
Yeah. You finally just got your shoes tied, and now you gotta take them back off and throw pants on.
Fuck that, I'll throw sweatpants over my fucking feet. I don't even care. Am I forgetting anything before I fucking walk away from my dad's house? Oh my god, I'd freak out if I left without my money.
So how's my nephew?
Oh my god, he's a fucking monster, dude. Just what shoes I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing shape-ups.
Oh yeah, by the way, my cousin Mariah's pregnant again.
Who?
My cousin Mariah.
Oh no shit.
Yep, she's having another boy.
Oh, congratulations. I feel sorry for you. Children suck. I fucking hate kids. Children suck. No, not really. Just kidding. Haha. You know.
Well, I can officially say, even though I want kids someday, I hate kids right now because of the fact kids don't listen worth a damn. And yeah, when I'm at...
Oh, that's their job. But my kid doesn't listen to me. I straight up grab him. Like, today he spit in my face, and I slapped the shit out of him. Like, he straight up walked up and was like, right in my face. I was just like, crack, right in the mouth. He's not spitting at me no more. It's like, damn sure. Oh, my God, I have to go sell this weed right now. Holy shit. Totally forgot that. Fuck. I just lifted over my backpack and that shit just like came out like, phew.
Wait, what do you gotta do?
Oh, God.
You went from working at an automobile place to working at a bar to selling drugs.
Yeah, it's a hard nut life. We all get over it. Oh my god, I want a menthol cigarette so bad right now, like I'm gonna fucking die.
Oh. Out of, go beat a crackhead for their fucking cigarettes.
Yeah, this is gonna suck because I don't have an ID anymore, so I can't get them. Like I have $7, but my fucking pack of cigarettes is like 8 something now, 9 something. Oh my god, I have to sell weed.
I'll just go with the fucking cheapest pack you could find.
Wow, this is like the hardest fucking thing to do on Maui is to sell weed because everybody fucking sells weed.
Well, I don't know.
Weed and dope.
There you go. You can go beat a fucking ice head for the fucking cigarettes.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to bring that topic up right now.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That's a bad topic, and we're not going to talk about it on your radio show.
We talk about so much shit up on here. We talk about Ghetto G being gay and fucking with dildos. And,
well, that's because he is gay. For one, he is gay. For two, that's not, like, rumors or, like, serious topic. That's just the goddamn truth. Yeah, I'm a hater today. I don't go fuck. But, ha, 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 fuck you. I just walked into a fucking wall.
You think you just went into a fucking wall?
Almost, like a fucking bush. Like, oh my god, my equilibrium is so off. I need to get... It just got fucking cold, holy shit. Now I'm going to dig in my backpack to find my sweatshirt, and to find my fucking super giant sweatpants, and fucking cover myself up, because I'm fucking freezing. I have a giant dog bite in my ass.
Wait, why do you have a fucking dog bite in your ass?
Three-way with you? Holy shit.
Wait, you're on three-way with us? Wait, what happened?
I had the number dialed twice, and it's like, it linked as a three-way call.
Nice one.
Interesting, yeah. Oh, this people have to, like, jumpstart this car. I don't feel like fixing that car right now. I'm trying to go get drunk and eat and to drink some more. And walk in front of this moving car because that's how I fucking do things now. Oh my god, I cut my hair short and it's like red.
Why?
Because I wanted a different color other than blonde, pink, and blue. It's not like red-red. It's like, it's a brown, blonde, and red, like, striped mixture. But, like, it looks more natural hair color than, like, regular, just color.
Okay.
Oh, my God, my boyfriend just broke up with me, too. What a fucking dick. Oh.
You know, you have terrible luck.
Yes. I have terrible luck with guys. I know this. I think I'm just going to fucking stay single and just be a whore. Not, like, literally, but.
Or become a lesbian.
No, that doesn't work either. It doesn't. That's just, that's much drama. Why am I holding this? Dude, I'm so fucking cold right now. Oh my god.
Why are you so cold? You're in Hawaii.
The sun went down and it's fucking cold. There's wind.
I have a feeling that if I was up there, I'd be warm as all hell.
Well, yeah, because you're not used to, like, the weather being as, like, cold as it is now.
Exactly.
You see it being there. You know, I should stop by his house and be like, hey, who are you fucking now? Fucking jackass. Oh, I hate him so much. I'm not even gonna bother. Too much stress on my plate. Walking away. I'm an adult. And I want my cigarettes.
I think he needs more dope.
I think I did too. I honestly think I do too, because I haven't smoked since this morning, and I went all day long downing, playing with the kid at the playground. So I'm super exhausted, but my eyes stay fucking huge. So it's a what night? Monday? God damn it. Wait, is it Monday?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, no shit. Nice.
You're saying Monday. You're really off.
Taco Tuesday, yes. Going to Fred's Mexican Cafe for Taco Tuesday. $2 tacos with hamburger and french fries in it. Yeah,
you
yeah.
Say... But did you say tacos with hamburger and french fries in it?
Oh, yeah, this thing. You can make whatever kind of taco you want, dude. It's like the best fucking place ever. $2 tacos.
But you put french fries inside your taco.
Yeah.
Yep, you're a stoner.
It's called cheeseburger taco with a french fries.
It's called a, it's called being a stoner.
Well, I smoke a lot of pot. We don't know this.
Yeah, exactly.
I could never change that.
Shit, fucking, when I get paid Friday, I got to take out fucking $20 so that way I get me some fucking weed.
Dude, guess what? Oh, they're on the beach now and shit. I've been living on the beach and being houseless for like a year now. But I still go there every day. Like, I walk, no matter how far away I am, I always walk or hitchhike to see my boy and watch him all day and then leave around this time of night and then go do my thing. Like, try to make money, toss out in a hammock at the park, wake up with a sprinkler in your fucking face, and a chicken opening your popcorn.
Why the fuck do you have a chicken opening your popcorn?
Because chickens run wild here.
Well, catch one, fry it up, and you got yourself some good old-fashioned original KFC.
Nah, people get that on the side of the road. Installing on a business. Dude, my leg, oh my God, Havoc, you remember how my legs, like, were so flubby and, like, fat?
Yes.
Like, all muscle now.
Yeah, you lost a shitload of weight.
Huh?
I said, you lost a shitload of weight.
Because I walk everywhere, dude. Like, I walk with, like, a 70-pound backpack, shape-ups to help me stand up straight. Plus, like, the shape-ups still, like, a lot of lower back and leg muscle. And since I ride my bike everywhere, either skateboard, ride my bike, or I'm walking somewhere, I'm getting a workout, and no, it's not because, oh, shit. So, no, it's not because of the drugs or anything like that. Like, everybody's like, oh, yo, you got so skinny because you're fucking smoking so much dope and shit. And it's like, no, it's not even that because do you not know how much I eat? I eat like a fucking pig dog. Like, I fucking stuff my face. I'll go fuck. It was so good.
Oh, yeah, by the way, guess what I had the other day?
What did you have?
I thought of you. Yes?
Dude, I'm stuck on chocolate, like Snickers bars down. I don't know why.
I found a new energy drink that even you might like, Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Oh, no, those are so bomb.
Exactly. And we have them at my job for 99 cents.
What? There's like a dollar something here. A dollar like 30 something. Like, everything here is so much fucking, like, tax, it's not even funny. Like, everything here is so expensive because it has to be flown in, and it's only flown in overnight. So, like, the cargo planes and the fucking ferry boat and shit like that. Like, we have to have all our stuff flown in here to have it.
Yep.
Except for me, because they fucking just straight up kill cows and Gungi and deer and pig and all that shit. Like, dude, the pigs here, dude, they're fucking huge. I've never seen so many deer in my life. Like, those are fucking mean.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Shit's so mean. Like, I am not used to walking in these shape-ups today. Holy shit. I keep, like, not picking my foot up far enough to walk and take a step. I almost, like, trip and hit my face every time.
That would be... wow.
Shit, dude. I really want to save this money for cigarettes, but I really don't want to fucking walk all the way into town. I hate the bus. Hate the bus. Because now I'm going to have to go all the way to the fucking park, try to sell weed, just so I can get a fucking Chinese dinner plate and fucking pack of cigarettes and a bottle of rum and then fucking more weed and I'll be happy.
Wow.
I'm on a mission.
Yes, you are.
Hi-ho! 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 It's up to us, we go.
By the way, Mr. Toxic, if you haven't realized by now, my sister's fucking nuts.
Nah, I'm not nuts, dog. I'm crazy. I'm borderline crazy, slightly insane.
That too. And my nephew has very, really long hair. What the fuck? Why does my nephew have girly hair?
Because he won't let me fucking cut it. Dude, this boy wants his long hair.
Yeah, no.
I have like 3 boyfriends. This is horrible.
You have 3 boyfriends. What the fuck's going on with you?
Are you driving right now?
Is who driving right now?
You.
No. How would I be driving if I'm on the show?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm walking and I'm on the show.
Yeah, but we both know I ain't stupid enough to drive and be on the phone at the same time.
Do I get my license taken away?
For what?
Angry driving. Like,
in road rage?
Pretty much, yeah. This dumb fucker wanted to turn when she had her signal on. She sat there for like, hold on, 1 minute. Anyway, this dumb bitch just sat there with her blinker on for fucking mad long, and nobody was coming or turning the way she was going. So I fucking, like, I crossed all over the line, and I passed her, and I fucking took the turn in front of her. And a cop was coming, like, right up the road. I was like, fuck! They're like, Manda, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, just don't fucking tell me to move out of my way. I gotta take a piss. And they were like, wow, girl. I was just like, what? I have to fucking pee. Either she's gonna move or I'm gonna pee in my new car. So now my new car was only, like, driven 3 times, and I'm not allowed to drive it anymore because I have a, like, $2,000 fine because I had my license was not on me. I left it. I was intoxicated. What else? I had freaking months and already rolled up in my lap, like, laid light. Like, it was bad, dude. I was like, fucking A. Lucky I didn't go to jail.
Yeah. I had to agree with you on that one.
Just nuts. Dude, I really don't want to fucking walk, but I really want cigarettes. I need only like a couple cents more or like a dollar more or something. Oh, what the fuck can I call right now? Shit, how long is your show?
We got maybe about an hour left.
All right, let me call some people. I'll call right back.
Okay.
All right.
Shoot. Hey. All right, up next, we're going to go with some Kibosh God of War.
I am a soldier. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy my enemies. I am the God of War.
I am the God of War. By design, on the front line, still spitting hot iron. And my battle cries keep me energized. This suicide, mentally I'm victimized. Too many times, too many lives. Who will survive? Who will be denied? And there ain't no sympathy for what they did to me. Squeeze them, I could run empty. Raw infamy, still intensity. Still kill them all to my murderous symphony. Forever a nightmare, caught in the crosshairs. Cold dark stairs from the land of lost prayers. Born destroyer, collector of
Ain't nobody can handle me. You were looking at more than a man. Steady cause a calamity on the edge of insanity. Taking every redeeming I can. Try to pull at you by the bullet, fully loaded animal. You can see by the look on my face. If you're the enemy, then my energy finna be giving penalties. Then I believe in the trade. Better run when we all come a knocking. Ain't no love and no fucking peace offering. Shaking the planet, never coming home in the coffin. Incredible veteran to take them the hell often. You hear a lot of roar from a cannon, nigga, not a sword. Take a pellet to the bottom floor. I'm the motherfucking god of war.
Better yet, what's left of me? Feels like I'm sipping water, fighting till the death of me. Feels like I'm out of my body, no, I'm out of my head. And I ain't trying to be funny, but I'm knocking them dead. This is torture, this is pain. This is crazy, it's insane. If I tell you to please give me more, then I want all of it. See, this is war, and I'm the god of it.
Up next, Kid Crazy. The voices made me do it.
There's always voices in my motherfucking head. They keep screaming at me while I'm sleeping in my bed. They want me to murder, they won't let me be. The only way they'll stop is to go on a murder spree. I broke into a house and I emptied out a mag. I packed up remains up in a garbage bag. Put it in my car, wrapped in a white sheet with blood leaking through and spilling on my back seat. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. I washed up with God blood on my hands. Driving through town thinking of an escape plan. I need to ditch the body, I gotta hang tight. Once I dump the body in the grave it'll be alright. Now I'm in the woods and I'm digging a fucking hole. Nobody knows I'm the reason for the death toll. If I get caught I'ma be in deep shit. But it's not my fault, the fucking voices made me do it. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. What do I do? I gotta skip town. I'm so fucking nervous, I can't feel my heart pound. I need to leave town and find another place so I don't catch a fucking murder case. I just shot the one in the motherfucking face. I need to disappear without a motherfucking trace. This is what happens when I lose control. If you're in my way, then you'll end up in a hole. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music.
And we are back. Mr. Toxic Man, how do you feel about working with female artists? Let me know. I'm about to bump a really dope-ass fucking artist. Her name is Tiny Toons. She's out of Cali. She's fucking dope as fuck, man. And if you're ever down to do fuck, and like if you're ever looking for a collab, man, with a female artist, this chick is definitely the chick to do it with. So here we go with Tiny Toons, Unlocking New Doors.
You are now listening to Dancing of Octane Entertainment.
I'm not that type to walk a straight, though sometimes dreads another day. It gets worse and worse when it's this way. One do it, then go care about fate. Don't ask me if I am okay, just pass me my blunt rolling tray. Let's fuck all the pain away. Good thing we grow dank in the bay. Some stoners from San Jose. How much does that sack rent away? Can a pretty girl come out and play? Are you down for a little role play? Did I mean to offend that chick? Okay, everything about you we just displayed. This book will erase or a throwaway. Laughing some pleasant sister and lame. Make a switch from my old thunder to my new spray. More rip after more with marijuana for days. Always looking green, covered in sticky soup with silver haze. I've got a permanent glossy glaze. You be out cold, snoring, you smoke, even half the weed I blaze. I'm unlocking new doors, while you're lost in the mainstream maze. Adding to my knowledge while yours decays. Oh babe, I can see before I'm stuck in the corporate craze. You need to chill out with that, some smoke with you, Jay. Drink and take shots till your body feels a blaze. My insides must be on fire, smoke never stops coming out. True trees and ditties, that's what I'm all about. So many foundations to see, bitten them like they drought. I am a little kinky, make you dress up like broke out. If you ain't fucking it out without a doubt, once you've had a taste, won't be able to live without. Put your head back and enjoy my scenic route. Bet you're happy now that you didn't hold out. Screaming, yelling, moaning, my name is what you shout. When I finish with you, we're all gonna be stuck up in the drought. They say revenge is the only thing a woman really has. I must be different, cause I got my dab. Urgently your results came back from the lab. You're infected again, this time you got grabbed. Like a prankster sharing tabs, now go keep to your bab. I'm sick of hearing your blab, gonna have to call your ass a cab. Don't wanna see you flash lab, I'd rather take you off like a scab. You'd fuck anything your hands could grab. Only thing on your mind is paper. If I'm not smoking weed, I'm hitting a vapor. I can't be your savior. Put you on speed dial, leave an hour later, eat that shit up. Like a creator, so when it hits you, like a force of greater. Got the force with me to leave a saver. Fuck you, what I've decided, he hated. Sad standards, I don't ever cater. Chillin' system, you're a permanent waiter. The mother earth, traffic's and traitor. Sometimes it's a step in, be the invader. No one likes a tailgater. Be your own life narrator. In between an unseen equator. You can rise up, be me greater. With the power's out, be a generator. Be a useful creative innovator. Paint your own picture, be illustrator. Free yourself, be a crusader. Then gotta let's be a liberator. If there's no return, think they got it figured out, think the lessons learned. Who's gonna get your back when the tables turn? Defensively you threw them out and let the bridges burn. Companionship is now the only thing that you yearn. Looking for that fire, searching like a treasure hunt. That's why we getting baked and gone like a bun. Everyone racing the front, always something on angel blunt. No one can take a compliment, they'd rather be called a cunt. But it's always gonna be like that, that's just the way it is. Only thing I would need to share, it's water when you tiz. But I don't know you like that, so we'll back about your biz. No one on this earth has a right to judge. Never going out the way, except for the budge. Getting something they want, like a fat kid in fudge. Around people falling down like a domino chain reaction. Know you got good intentions, I'm asking put it in your action. Boiling out with anger, always a quick reaction. We're worried about today's feelings and tomorrow's satisfaction. Go ahead and try to complete your life transaction. You're gotten under my skin, so the answer is subtraction. Next level lost is a human extraction. I'm here to clean your mind, be a deadly distraction. Living life as a public freak show attraction.
Alright, y'all, we back up next. Let's keep it rolling. The Hot Kings, the Wild Rover.
And it's no name never. Donate never no more will I play the wild rover. No, never. I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold and great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never. I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I could have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never.
Up next, I said we go with the Tosses, Rocky Road to Dublin.
Double and watch for loudly glass. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs, so where he started by
daylight, next line of light. And then he took a drop of the pure to keep me high from thinking that's the Paddy's cure. Whatever he done for drinking the hair, the lassie smiled, laughing all the while. And me cutting a smile with such a hard. Above him I asked him what I hired, wages I required. I was sick and tired of the rocky road, so doubling one, two, three, four, five. Hunt the hair and burn her down the rocky road. All the ways to doubling back for early dark. And doubling next arrived, but God, it's such a pity to be so soon deprived. A few of that fine city, finally took a stroll. Hauled among the quality of my bundle, it was stole. In that neat locality, something crossed me mind. When I looked behind the bundle, did I find upon me sick, a woman inquiring after the road. Said me come and grow, wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road. So doubling one, two, three, four, five. Hunt the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the ways to doubling back for early dark. From there I got away, my spirit never failing, landed on the quay. As the ship was sailing, captain at me rode. Said to Norham Hardy when I jumped aboard, a cabin firm for Paddy, down among the pigs. Did some hardy rigs, I danced some hardy jigs. The water around me bubbling, wet so bloody head. Wished myself was dead, I bet the far instead on the rocky road. To doubling, one, two, three, four, five. Hunt a hare and turn it down the rocky road. All the ways to doubling, wet below the dark. With a vice of Liverpool, when we safely landed, Jay called me a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Erin's oil. They began abusing her army, some with the side. My shillelagh on the cry, Galway boys come by and try. Was a hobbling with the loud hooray, joined in the upray, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road. To doubling, one, two, three, four, five. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to doubling, whack for lonely car.
Hi, y'all. Next, Tech 9, Brittle Tongue, in Dalima, my world.
In the world of misery, within this three planets collide. Brother Lynch, Dilemma, Tech 9, bring you along for the ride.
Wait a minute, I'm from the West Coast Conference like Kobe or James Worthy. You can just call me the king of the valley, all I need is a game jersey. Nigga nuts and gas get served up when I get it all spit up, game service. Cut it up, got it up, with coke cuts for the oven that's heated up, came dirty. I'll be off of that kryptonite, turn him into liquid ice, stain his jersey. Leave him in the back of the Elko, like up, yo, stick to him like Velcro. Nigga, I'm a bitch killer, I'm a nigga ditch quick to rip ya. Paint a murder picture with ya, I'm a jackknife strip ya that night. Slit your legs open to dick ya, but then I'm a nigga ripping your gun. Beat your meat, deep peach, you bleach with the meat. Sleeping, then I need to see ya. He's the fourth quarter receiver, court order to leech, tech order to me. I'm bringing the seasoning and the suicide, no do or die low. Keys in the backseat, cut necks, some sex. Got to give him that brother
welcome
a chunk next.
Longest. Could it be critical cause I'm lyrically flawless? End up from heated, I can't be mentally cautious. I get deep and peep in the flame. Only can it be held accountable for making a change to whatever regards are rather be
inside.
In the middle of the stage, I'm buzzing like a 12 gauge. You can never relate to a nigga that'll hang you up. Slip a couple minutes and figure drinks again. I'm excited with the fully loaded rifle, the understanding of whether or not I can cut up your brains again.
I get spaced out sometimes.
And it's like I'm a heathen, whether or not you believe it. Every time I rap a motherfucker stop breathing. Heavy rubber been in a dilemma for a reason.
Nah.
Well, let me introduce you to the crucial uplifting future.
Indeed.
Recruit you and seduce you to the mutual group of
my friends.
Nigga, you better get ready cause we done put together defending your chemical brain. Energetic when I let it embedded in your brain. Tech 9 dilemma and for the list like
welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world. Why would my
fight this phantom, your freaking family will fall flat. Yeah. Bunk Biancas, beat them black and blue with a baseball bat. Yeah. I might be a small cat, yeah, but I won't use discretion. Hit them with a weapon if you stepping with them all rat. 20 minus 11, I make them all scat. Yeah. Not prosperous now, text not with his crowd. He's lost in his clouds, rather be off than yeah, soft with his style. I got hopes that my life might get better, yeah, but I've been broke so I might swipe the cheddar. Yeah. You better get ready to give me, I got a vendetta. Yeah. Coming to get it, whether we the money, whatever.
Yeah. Nobody said it was gonna be easy, people deceive me and leave me in the dark and buried up in necropolis. One day you gon' see me on TV, you better believe me, taking over this and never the opposite. Yeah.
Rewrite my life, give me light in a fight for what's right. A la liberate, cuidado. Yeah. 151 rum, that's how we run from Slim Sums, then comes Diablo. I need a medic cause I'm murder energetic in the cerebellum, never tell him I got. Yeah. One of the worst problems in the medulla oblong, got a yada going one hell of a shot. Yeah.
No more darkness, yeah, how did I start it? Yeah. Feeling bizarre shit, like kicking your carcass.
Yeah. I am the ruler in my kingdom and my dark seat's hot. Yeah. Step into my world and your heartbeat stop.
Stevie Stone featuring Jaron Benton, 1 o'clock jump.
Okay, fellas, this is it. We got together to play our kind of music, and so far, nobody's let us. Well, we're going to play it tonight, whether they like it or not. We're going to do all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock jump. Nobody's let us. Well, we're going to play it tonight, whether they like it or not. We'll hit all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock, y'all.
All in, all the sheep, the body start to fall in. When we rapper, you're leaning on the wrong end. Going all in, watch me put the balls in. What your man got? Man, the dogs out there banging like Bangkok. Coast clear, we leaving off the main lot. Main lot, time's up, clock when the bass drop. All in, all the sheep, the body start to fall in. When we rapper, you're leaning on the wrong end. Going all in, watch me put the balls in. What your man got? Man, the dogs out there banging like Bangkok. Coast clear, we leaving off the main lot. Main lot, time's up, when the bass drop.
We need all our big numbers tonight, every single one of them. We'll start with 1 o'clock jump.
Strange music.
Up next, we sing old school. I say old school, I mean
Super Villains.
I shot the DJ.
Yo, right here, your non-stop party block. I'm your host, DJ.
Who the fuck ain't broke for the villains? You gotta die on the club and the radio. We about to ride on you fake-ass DJs who wanna hang, miss the club, eat the table high, grab the crate. We shot the whole motherfucking party up. Try to hit the DJ, but we kinda drunk. But we the hardest. And y'all scared like a bitch every minute, every hour, play the same old shit. You better pump this shit. Hey, fuck that dance. Bullets make you lean back and shit in your pants. Rock music. I'm about shock music. Get a real DJ before I lose it. Super villain radio every day. What the fuck did he say? And what he gon' play? No, fuck that. We gotta burn his bitch down. Yeah, DJ bleeding all over the ground. They try to sell him to the pawn store. Another dead DJ shot in the club before the killer ran off. He cut his hands off. Hot Jams 103, DJ found dead. They took a record crate and smashed his head into a goulash. And then they disappeared.
Sound like the Super Bitch was dead.
In a fleet of limousines, dismissed the diamond. Hear the voice in the world and commercial rhyming. Shot 25 DJs in 2 days. A bloody diamond cut bullets in my murder rampage. Missed the club, scratches and cuts. DJ neck open, they run off. Bloody and choking, then I blast a hole in their back. Big as a basketball, then turn around and blast his jaw.
So I'm about to hurt his motherfucking feelings. Gay bashing, party crashing, gangster fashion. I didn't like what he was playing, so I blast him. Party over here, it's a body over there. On the wheels of steel, blood's everywhere. Say what? Who's that? Mr. Club, Mr. Space, snuck into the party with a snub as I commence to cause a lot of casualties. On radio, DJ personalities, home of hip hop and R&B, home invasion. Fuck that, I'm blowing up the radio station. Fully automatic, so they play nothing but static. Flashback every time you see a turntable panic. Fuck that, play my new shit. The cool shit, the true shit, or get your brains blue, bitch.
I shot the DJ,
we are back, and that track is dedicated to Muser. What's going on, Gil G?
You need to stop being so ignorant. How dare you attack my favorite radio station?
If that's your favorite, you got some problems, motherfucker.
I have some problems, but that's besides the point here. So how come you didn't tell me that you had a role in that Dead Rising 2 video game?
I didn't even know.
How come you didn't tell me you had a pet tiger?
Man, I wish.
Name Snowflake.
The fuck? Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Because this damn dude that showed up on that game, man, looked just like you, hiding out in a fucking casino and shit. Talking about, I want to eat you. Why don't you eat the zombies that are all out there?
Wow. But, man, yeah, you missed it, man. We had two callers.
Ooh. And who they were. Who are they?
Mr. Toxic and Echo.
Echo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, she has a whole new profile now, too.
Jeez, man. Fuck did she come from?
Amanda Panda.
What?
Yeah, her apparently her new nickname out in Hawaii is now Panda.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
All I know is, Panda.
All I know is she came out of nowhere, fucking tagged herself into one of my pictures that has her in it. And yeah, so now she has a whole new Facebook called, and the name on it is Amanda Panda.
You have pictures of her still up?
Yeah.
The hell pictures of that?
There's two pictures of her, like, you know, when she was out here, back in like 2009.
No. Until she got stuck on the island.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, she was here, then she left to go sell some weed.
Well, it's good to see she's doing something new.
Yeah. But the ghetto G's boy, Joseph Harton of Adult Juggalos, fuck you.
What?
You know, that dude that's put a fucking Adult Juggalos, you know, from like fucking WickedNation.net and Hatchet Radio.
Anyway.
Yeah, he decided to fucking tag DJ Karma of Muser into one of our promos.
Man, fuck out of here.
So I deleted his comment, and I deleted him.
Well, neither one of them people were on my profile, and one of them is blocked. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's not fun when we don't support you, stupid ass.
Yeah, right. That's what the only reason he fucking tagged me. He was, you know, trying to steal listeners from us.
Oh, yeah. Let him have more listeners. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the listeners that we don't have.
Go ahead. Send the Walking Dead that way.
but so it looks like Mr. Toxic wants to get another interview with us.
I don't understand why. Does he not understand that we don't have nobody here to ask him questions?
I guess not, but yeah, because apparently he's got, let's see. He has a new track coming out for his upcoming CD, Murky Waters.
And he put out a video.
Yeah, and he'd love to come up on here for an interview and help spread the word for some more for Juggler Rider Radio.
Well, at least somebody cares, I guess.
Yeah.
There's very few of them.
Right? Well, man, the people that, you know, Kid Crazy, you know, who said, you know, he'd help promote us if we played this track.
What the fuck is that?
You know, dude, Kid Crazy, the one that did that track, Voices in My Head, or In His Head, whatever.
You see, if you don't stay active, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Exactly.
Like, if you don't talk to me, like, on a daily basis, or, like, once every week or something, chances are I will forget about you.
Yeah, well, you know, he said, hey, you know, you promote me, I'll promote you.
Oh,
but yet,
not this shit again.
And, you know, for, you know, for a little bit there, you know, he was putting, you know, he was helping promote Juggler Ride Radio. They helped gain his listeners. And stopped. So, we stopped playing his tracks.
Man, the people that hate us bring us the most listeners.
Yeah, right?
Like, you know them unknown people that like to hate us for some reason, and then they bring in a crowd of people. Now, see, we benefit from that. Even though they don't like us.
Yeah, right? Like, come on, like, we benefit so much more from the haters than we do the people that actually like us.
Yeah, how the fuck does that work?
I have no idea.
This shit is as backwards as you. Well, then maybe we should start promoting to the people that hate us.
Maybe so.
And just leave the people that, like, we actually know alone. Because at least they don't give us excuses on why they can't tune in.
Yeah, right.
They'll be like, yeah, I'll be there to heckle you all night. What is a juggalo?
Magnets, how do they work?
Yes. But, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, you know all these young-ass kids and shit? Like, just now getting into ICP and whatnot?
Yeah.
So, like, say a couple years down the line here, like, you know, they may never have went to a concert or something, but then they finally go to a concert or some shit. But, like, by that point in time, everybody's fucking dead. You know what I mean? Like, they're old as fuck now. Like, yeah, these motherfuckers are getting through it now. Like, where is it going to be in, the, like, 5-10 years, you know?
That's true. That's a very good question.
Like, you know, like these 12-year-olds, you know, with their little emo hair and shit, man, talking about they listen to ICP. Well, a couple years from now, man, you know, there may be no more music. There may be no more ICP or anything.
Yeah. So what the fuck are you going to do then?
Yeah, then where you jump to? That's just one thing I don't understand about the young kids.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's all this music out there. Like, you know, fresh new shit. You can, you know, grow on that stuff, I guess. But you're jumping on the wrong train, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's nice that they like the same shit that we do, but, like, it's not going to get you anywhere. They do it because it's a trend. We do it because we like the music.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I could give a fuck less who the hell wants to be my friend or whatever out of this. I still like the music.
Hell yeah, man. I'm definitely. Man, about all emo chat, man, fucking.
Dude, you completely cut the fuck out, man. What the hell did you just say?
I said, yeah, definitely. I agree.
Because this shit got real quiet.
But yeah, James McCarver fucking putting down the hammer.
Putting down a hammer. Somebody should put down the hammer on him. This group is for 13 and up. What the fuck you talking about 13 and up?
Yeah, right?
No nudity, no picking on each other. But that's all that happens in there. You're failing completely.
But, because I go in there, see, 7 minutes ago, he posted up, common sense is a must. Certain things are not in the rules, such as if you are a 14-year-old girl who keeps posting videos on of how you can deep throw a baseball bat, you will probably get banned. Have you technically broken the rule? Broken the posted rules I have on the page? No. But are you a threat to the page? Hell yes.
You said 13 and up. She's not hating on anybody. She's not posting nudity.
Yeah,
she's just talking. It's just words.
Yeah, she's deep throwing a fucking baseball bat.
Unless she posts like a photo of it or something, or standing there butt ass naked or something, swallowing a bat, then, you know, see anything you could do about that.
Yeah, right.
And then another thing, you look through there, man, you see comments and shit like talking about juggalos and shit, and then people comment back like, I am not a juggalo. Motherfucker, why are you even still in here?
Yeah, right.
I like to go on Facebook and find as many juggalo groups as I can possible and join all of them. And then what?
Then I'm fucked. Rihanna Hartman. Nobody's down to Skype. Of course not, bitch. You ugly.
Man, ain't nobody want to Skype even if they're hot.
But notice, it's all these ugly bitches that want to fucking do most of the Skyping.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, where the hell the finance bitches and shit that be at shows and whatnot? Why can't you talk to them there and then get a Facebook account when you leave or some shit? But, like, that doesn't ever happen. They're not on Facebook. You got fucking tons of fun on Facebook.
Sarah, the emo slaughteroo. Sago. So I just watched a movie about cyberbullying, and it hit home so hard that I broke down and cried. God, for all of you who out there who fuck with people, torture them, tease them online or in person, I hope you realize just how bad you are hurting people. I've been there, done that, and I know how it feels to be singled out and how bad it feels to be threatened, like I'm worthless, ugly, treated like my life doesn't matter. I'm nothing but a pathetic waste of breath. Yes, you are. I hope all you people out there know that fuck with others, words hurt. Well, first of all, bitch, you can't even spell with. You put whatever the fuck that is. W-O-T-H. Every time you call that person a slut, worthless, nasty, fat, faggot, even when you fam call other fam fake, you are chipping away at their soul, their heart, their confidence, their hope, their faith. You are slowly killing that person for your own amusement. So fucking stop. Just stop. Bitch.
And then her hand cramped up. But no, I prescribe her a nice big helping of Amanda Todd. Drink up.
Yeah, right?
I don't understand why people waste their time typing this long as they go when nobody cares.
Yeah, right?
Like, I mean, shit, WWE fucking sponsors, you know, the Be A Star thing, but then they beat each other up every day, and they have storylines of stealing things and that shit.
Yeah. It's fucking right back being a bully.
I don't like a bully.
No, here's a stupid picture. It's a little kid.
There's many of those.
The cow goes moo, the duck goes quack, the juggalos go whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily know why it had to be the cow goes moo up in that bullshit.
You know, fucking those kid toys.
Yeah, and then Eddie Dodd, he was like a little fucking kid, probably a little kid, fucking fucking my stupid thing saying, bad, ever have had one of those nights that you're just hyper as fuck and you're yelling and whooping around town? LOL, I am, it's fucking awesome, fam, y'all.
Yeah, and then somebody looks outside and tells you to get your ass to bed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, what the fuck you still doing up? Don't you go to school tomorrow?
So, I don't know why, but for some odd reason, again, Echo decided to mention that it's $2 taco day in Hawaii.
She wants you to eat her taco.
Man, she probably does. And I'd have no problem with that.
We know this.
But apparently she's going to have a taco with hamburger meat, cheese, and french fries in it.
Taco. Well, I guess in a way, beef taco.
Yeah, she calls it the cheeseburger taco.
I guess, I mean, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, I just wait because, you know, she said it's called a fucking cheeseburger taco. I told her it's called being a stoner.
Yeah, there's that too.
And Robert Gilbert, you're a fucking retarded motherfucker. Especially the fact you used the word thirsty. You can't even spell thirsty right. He put third C.
Like with a C?
No, T-H-I-R-T-S-Y.
Damn dyslexia.
He goes, this is my rant. Attention whores and thirsty lows and lifts.
Oh my God, somebody stab him in the throat now.
All the rant posts start out that they hate them or they are ruining the chat. Then they ask all the, in caps, true juggalos, add them or give them a whoop whoop, etc. To me, this is double talk. At the same time as disrespecting other members, tries to raise their status as a true juggalo, and to me that shows a lot of insecurities. And those are caused by the fact that they are really the fake ones. Using, man, you can't even spell using, right? You put U-S-E-I-N-G, fucking disrespectful son of a bitch. Any chance they can to prove themselves, I see the same thing in comments, calling someone thirsty or attention whore, then asking all the lows left to add them. I think you meant to say I'm, not I. I bored tonight. It just may ban everyone I see doing this. Respect other members.
Again, I say, what do you expect when a 15-year-old runs the group?
Yeah, right?
You see what I mean? That's all people do is fight. But if there was no fighting, it'd be pretty boring.
Yeah, right?
Let's all just sit in a group and just whoop whoop for hours.
But I do that anyways.
I don't understand why you gotta, you know, tediously do that when you're just typing. Like, okay.
And this is $40 all too here. Fucking Travis Myers shared a fucking photo. It says, it's unfollowing. It says, you support gay rights, so you must be gay. I support animal rights. Do I look like a fucking alpaca to you?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's just, what the fuck?
You see what I mean? Post like it. What the fuck?
Bonnie Padilla. Just ignore the face. Padilla, what the fuck is her last name? Yeah, her name's Panini.
And what is she complaining about?
She says, just ignore the face. I ain't got a problem with that. It's ugly as fuck.
The fakes. You know, it's like the whole world.
Yeah. Lester Hopkins. No one should ever do a fucking duck face.
Oh, my God. It's the same fucking bullshit. Come on.
Yeah, she goes, are the duck lips too much, fam? Then ask me if I give a fuck. Have a good night, Lows and Lux.
I'm really tired of that fan bullshit, though. Oh, man.
Definitely
old. What did you do today? I argued with people online for hours.
You got this dude fucking whack car hider.
Excuse me?
Whack car hider. Some dude from fucking, I don't know what the fuck he's, some foreign bitch.
Well, yes, foreign bitch.
From Kanpur.
Kanpur?
Yeah.
Where's that at? Can I go there?
I don't even know where the fuck Kanpur is. Oh, it's in Pakistan.
Pakistan? I don't want to go there.
Yeah, apparently this dude's a juggalo. I didn't even know we had juggalos in Pakistan.
Well, apparently we do.
But I told you, this motherfucker keeps posting stupid fucking math equations. Motherfucker! We don't want to do math in the group. We don't want
don't
to do math in the
group. Don't you know that juggalos are stupid? Well, he graduated from, well...
Like, this dude keeps fucking posting the same stupid things that involve fucking math and counting. Like, 2, 7, 6. 2, 9, ? 1. 4, 3, 8. What goes with the question mark is? Motherfucker, we don't care.
Motherfucker, I didn't know that shit in high school. I sure as fuck ain't gonna know now.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, that's just what I wanna do. math equations.
And Brie Nicole, you are very stupid.
Jeez, man, having a... we could rip this whole fucking group apart. That's how fucking pathetic it is.
Phantom, I'm having a boy. Can't wait for my little low. And then he'll be sad. Then he'll be disappointed when he grows up not to be a low.
Yeah, when he grows up to be an emo kid. Then what are you gonna do?
Megan Kessler does happy dance. Guess who applied to be on the Stranger Street theme?
No, not that idiot. She's the one that always posts her fucking titties all the time, talking about, I'm bored. Good night, fam. Oh. Gotta go see my boyfriend tomorrow. Look at my titties.
Well, Megan Kessler, I'm sure if you show them your tits, you'll make the team.
What team was that?
Strange Music. Street team.
Wouldn't we be a part of that already, too? I mean, since we support them and play their shit and promote it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why she's so special.
I know. Like I said, but... You know, I'm pretty sure all she has to do is fucking flash, just show her titties, and fucking Chris Calico come out and goes, you know, titties! You're hired.
Like, whoa, Ariola.
Oh, bud. I guess we lucked out today too, man, because apparently fucking Jester Jake was gonna try calling, but he didn't.
Oh, fuck.
Exactly.
Every time that dude says something to me on Facebook, I always fight with him.
I would.
He always tries to say that he's right, but I tell him he's wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even though he really is wrong, though.
Yeah, on so many levels.
And half the time I can't even hear what the fuck he's saying anyway.
Exactly, right? I mean, it's like he's in a fucking tunnel. Far, far away from the phone.
And then he starts talking like a retard. That's just my other side. Blah, blah, blah. What?
Ivy Arthur, I'm not helping you work shit since you can't even spell. So fuck out of here.
Jeez, so angry.
Hey fam, help me think of some ways for to raise Minnie.
Minnie?
Bitch, I think you mean money. So if you put a fucking I instead of an O.
Like Minnie Mouse?
I guess so. To keep animals alive. I can't strand the gee fact they get killed if gee are knit adopted in a short amount of time.
Are
please
we talking about
help.
China?
I don't know. But please help me, fam. I'll even make a group if you all want to help out.
Why can he spell fam, but he can't spell anything else?
I don't know why she can't do that.
Come on, man. One word out of that whole thing? They got spell check. For fuck's sake. It's 2014, man. Spell check. Saves lives.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. You can't spell money, you can't spell Stan, you can't spell the, you can't spell they, you can't spell not.
Jesus Christ.
Because, let's see, Stan, you've got it spelled as S-R-A-N-D.
No wonder everybody thinks we're illiterate.
And is TGE. And today is TGEY.
I mean, if you spelled it wrong the first time, wouldn't you look at the keypad afterwards and then realize that you pressed the wrong fucking number, letter thing on the keypad?
And then she spells not, N-I-T.
Nit.
Yeah, so they is now T-gay.
T-gay. That's what people call T-Pain all the time.
Then you got this bitch fucking Rosalie Wilson. Can this juggalette get a whoop whoop? No, bitch.
No, stay down, bitch.
Because you're, well, actually, she's always sitting down, except she's sitting down on the toilet.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that picture. I was like, why the fuck is she on the toilet?
And some dumbass has to point out, going, oh, no, you're out of toilet paper.
Like, why did you post that picture?
And
is that
why,
really the only photo you have of yourself?
And why can't Lee Kane spell your correctly? He spelled Y-U-R.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's worse than the you are. Like, if you're going to put those, well, where the fuck is the O? It just magically disappears.
Yeah, it's funny because then you got, let's see, Louis Scott. Nice toilet. Motherfucker, it looks like any other toilet.
Nice toilet.
Glenn Armstrong. Those are the two fingers she uses when she runs out of shit tickets.
What?
Apparently, the two fingers that she uses for the peace sign are the two fingers that she uses when she runs out of shit tickets.
Wow. That was pretty bad.
Yeah. Johnny Manston, I don't want to alarm you, but I think you're out of teepee. I'm pretty sure she's aware of that.
That's another thing. Ain't nobody ever got no toilet paper.
Yeah, right? Like, every single time these motherfuckers take a picture in the bathroom near a toilet, there's no toilet paper.
I guess first off, it's bad enough you're in the bathroom taking a picture. And second off, man, you got a dirty-ass bathroom. You ain't got no toilet paper.
Turn them off, you're on the damn toilet.
Just don't understand.
Rosalie Wilson responded saying, man, this bitch came and spill. What the fuck? For the... That says, I don't have no TP. I do have some, but don't put it there anymore because the thing is broken. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, you're going to whoop, whoop after saying that you're fucking broken.
That makes it a whole lot better. My toilet paper holder is broken as well.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm taking a shit. Whoop, whoop. Who wants to wipe my ass? Whoop whoop.
You got this dumb, this one dumbass with a really fucked up name. Can't even pronounce it. That says he loves her. Whoop. Motherfucker, he put one whoop.
What?
Yeah. What's funny is the fact that he didn't even go whoop whoop, he goes whoop.
But why does he love her?
I don't know. And then fucking Rosalie responds, I don't know you, so you can't love me, and I have a man.
Of course, it always comes down to that. No matter who says it. Oh, I have a boyfriend.
Marie Nicole, you are very stupid. That's such a sexy toilet, darling. No.
There's nothing sexy about a toilet.
Yeah, right. Casey Holmes, oh no, you're out of shit tickets, son. I'm pretty sure she's aware of this already since she had several people fucking mention it to her.
Yeah, didn't we read this already?
Yeah, right.
My favorite of today was, you could still look beautiful with your clothes on.
Who the fuck posted that bullshit?
That's also in that group somewhere.
I'm sure I'll find it soon enough.
You know, that battle's still going on, like, you know, fat people, skinny people, naked people, not naked people.
Oh, man. Yeah, Douglas Herbert Bates.
Herbert
we also
Bates.
Love that. Yes, we also love that. Yeah, but I'm going to take a stab at this and say maybe the reason why the chick that told you that she'll call you back in a few minutes didn't call you is because you can't spell her shit.
It's a possibility.
Because he goes, don't you just love it, ween? I think he meant to spell when, but he goes, W-E-N. Your girl tells you that they will call you in a few minutes, and it's been OVA hour since then. First of all, over a hour, not over hour, you dumb fuck.
I don't know, when there's somebody in there making fun of a fat girl, it was pretty fucked up, but like, he said you were shaped like a traffic cone. Skinny the dog
right.
Fat at the bottom. People say some fucked up shit in there, but I laugh at it.
Yeah, bud. Samantha Vogel. Hey, fam, come join my Facebook, Juggalo and Juggalo group. Juggalo
no,
Island.
Go fuck yourself and your party lines. Shove it straight up your ass.
Damn, people. Adrian Phelps, we don't give a fuck about your new shirt or your selfies, bitch.
Maybe it's a nice shirt.
Heather Lindquist, you know you're fucking retarded. Post up a picture of saying, pass me something sharp and wicked and I'll pass it back. And you had Jason Voorhees with a machete. I wonder if she realizes that song was about an axe, not a machete.
Close enough, I guess.
Man, it's bad when, you know, when we're both juggalos. Yeah, we're just ripping apart an entire juggalo chat.
Yeah, some would call us haters. Some would call us fake. Some would even say that we are not true fam.
Yeah, then someone just ended up whooping right after that.
After what?
You are not true fam. Whoop, whoop.
Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
Let's see. Peter Spires. One bad thing about being big is you cannot use a touchscreen phone without misspelling.
I know, me and my sausage fingers, yo.
And I am whatever the fuck your last name is, bitch. Why the fuck are you asking us what to make for dinner? You should already know what the fuck to make, what you're making for dinner. We
what the
be
fuck does it matter if we tell you anyway? We ain't gonna eat it.
Exactly. She goes, so I'm trying to figure out what to do for dinner. Can anyone give me an idea of what a let, and by the way, you spelled let wrong, you put L-E-T-T, can cook for dinner? Whoop, whoop.
Motherfucker, you cook whatever you're able to cook. It ain't got nothing to do with being a juggalo, you fucking bitch. Like, why does everything have to be, come back to this shit? Like, you're your own person, motherfucker. You like what you like. You hate what you hate.
Exactly, man.
You guys, you know, fucking group, what a juggalette should make for dinner. Like, there's a specific thing that you're supposed to eat now.
How about the fact that Quincy Van Vracken asked the question,
get
can I get
name.
A whoop? Fucking goes, can I get a whoop whoop? And the question, it goes, where's my hatchet? Whoop whoop, yes, no. Man, almost half the people in the group say, where's my hatchet?
Dumbass. I don't even know, man. I mean, I'm desperate too, but I ain't that fucking desperate to sit there and type out all this nonsense and shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, somebody tell me how I'm supposed to function in life. How does a juggalo do that? How does a juggalo go to the bathroom?
We go outside, motherfucker.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Just ask Mr. Toxic. He was pissing while on the phone. Sorry.
Yeah, when, you know, you ain't got nowhere else to go or drunk.
Well, he wasn't drunk. He was just smoking a cigarette.
That makes sense, I guess. Not really. No. Like a toilet monster took Evg.
But damn it, Mr. Toxic, you're impatient.
Like, how long was he smoking that cigarette for that he couldn't wait to take a piss?
Man, he put in just started smoking right as he called in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And all these fucking miners up in this group. I really think they should just change it from being all juggalo chat to all miners chat.
To Dr. Phil.
Sam Little Wet posted up on her wall. Getting mighty pissed about seeing people post nudes, and having to keep seeing it in my news feed. Can people stop adding me to single Pringle pages?
Single Pringle pages? What?
I don't fucking know. She's
Why
from
are the
Canada.
Pringles single?
I don't know. She's from Canada.
Once you pop, you can't stop. How do they stop?
Exactly.
No photos, man. Who is this person? I will post one to her.
Sam Lillette Waffle.
What? Her name is Waffle?
Yes.
Wow.
She's a minor. God damn.
Of course she is. She got a waffle in her name.
Born in 96. Yep, you're a minor. Well, maybe she's probably like 18 then, but still, probably a minor.
Is she on your page?
No.
Whose page is she on?
All Juggalo Chat.
Oh, you said on the wall, so I just kind of figured she was on your news feed.
No, thank God.
Sick of seeing nudes. I hate seeing myself naked when I shower. I have to close my eyes.
Yep, she's a minor until September.
She'll still be a whiny bitch then.
Yes.
See, that's the difference between foreigners and Americans. Foreigners love porn.
And minors.
What? That is not what I was going to say, but... Apparently they love minors as well.
And Lauren Hanna, you are an ugly hoe.
Ugly hoe.
She posted up in the group saying, chilling with my boyfriend and girlfriend, playing Xbox. Fuck yeah.
Oh,
I...
That sounds like a terrible time.
Fuck yeah, I got it, babe. By the way, if you want to go to an all-adult group, hit up Juggalo Escape, 18 plus.
Yeah, you go in there, it's like fucking 12-year-olds swallowing bats.
Yeah.
None of them groups really have 18-year-olds in them, man.
Yeah, right?
I wish people would stop saying that.
And Mr. Toxic, you need to stop being so damn fucking impatient.
What is he doing now?
Well, first he asked earlier, he goes, how can I get the downloadable archived file of tonight's show? I told him that won't be available until the show ends and me in ghetto finally hang up on the phone. He goes, are you going to send me a downloadable link to it? I go, yeah. He goes, awesome, dope shit, brother. And he hits me up again saying, do you have the link yet?
Why does he want the link, man? What's so special when he was here?
Well, apparently he's going to post it up on YouTube.
Why? Did you people have a fucking outstanding conversation while I wasn't here?
Oh, well, apparently he wants to do it as, you know, so that people get as some... free content for his fans, plus promotion for JR.
Man, I sure hope you people had a great conversation, because otherwise people would be bored as shit.
Peter Spires, out of curiosity, what do you think defines someone in a juggalo? Or defines somebody, someone a juggalo? Remember, there are no wrong answers. You had to go whoop whoop after every stupid thing. I just took a shit. Whoop whoop.
You have to eat specific foods. Like whoop, dog whoop. Shit.
Yeah, like the dude that fucking hit up Ghetto G one day.
Yeah. That dude's probably dead by now.
Yeah, from all the dog shit he ate.
Yeah, he probably enjoyed that.
He probably did.
I told him to make sure to have the yellow kind.
Yeah. Ashley Ayer, I'm doing a project in school on underground music. I'm not allowed to use videos from websites, but I can
no
use...
No one cares.
Personal videos. any chance any of you have some phone videos from concerts like ICP, Twisted, even though you spelled Twisted wrong, bitch, or anything? Juggalo. Yeah, anything Juggalo, bitch.
Anything Juggalo.
Underground doesn't have to be Juggalo. It could be anything. It could be underground metal. It could be underground country, if there's such a thing. It could
underground
be
underground country. That's new.
Let's see. I only have one or two videos. So if anyone had a couple short videos of other fam or the music, or any good videos from concerts, any chance you could send them to me? No.
Oh, and back to sending him the link. This would not be the best link to promote our show.
Yeah, all we're doing is talking. All Juggalo's chat.
This would not be the best link. Like, what are they? Are they talking about Juggalos on there? Hating us? I said, yeah, I'll be sure to tune in.
Ah, look, it's a big titty bitch with her tits hanging out on once again.
I can't stand seeing boobs on my newsfeed.
Yeah, and then she can go back to her boyfriend.
Whore.
But yeah, I agree. This is definitely not the best best show to look at.
It's best picture, huh?
Well, best episode to promote.
Yeah, not at all.
They're drugs, but they're talking shit on us. No, we're just tearing apart all emo chat.
They are not true fans. Whoop, whoop. That bitch's ass stings. Whoop, whoop.
That bitch's ass stings. Whoop, whoop. Cassandra Jenkins wants to know, why do guys hit on gay chicks? Is it like a challenge to you?
Yes. I don't know. Who the hell hits on gay chicks?
I don't know. I mean, like, if you're like a real fucking ugly butch-like looking bitch, get the fuck out of here. Let's see. Eddie Dodd responds, saying, probably because the general male population aren't smart enough to comprehend that lesbians don't turn over easy or at all. They keep trying in hopes of getting another girl involved, so they keep trying all the while, staying oblivious to how hopeless their efforts are. LOL, guys are eats. Testosterone-filled bags of skin. I know it's kind of hypocritical, because I am a guy. But there's those who are too pig-headed to admit and those who actually do admit it. I'd be one of them in case no one guessed. Well, I guess you were an idiot.
Go and fuck yourself.
Peter Spires goes, I can and have, and you're wrong. It's about connection foam.
Sound it out, Havoc.
Yeah, fuck that. FOME. You sound it out, Gilgi.
Foam.
gay or not, you can like anyone or...
Don't make me stab a fag.
Yeah, right?
I think I want to strangle you.
Let's see. Peter Spires goes, let's see, Callie Hunter goes, my ex-girlfriend was hit on all the time, and when guys would actually hit on her, she would tell them she's gay. They actually said it was a challenge for them. It's pathetic, really.
This will get nowhere.
Yep. Peter Spires goes, I didn't hit on her. The lesbians, I think he means lesbian I was with, wanted me. I'm engaged now to one of those girls now. Callie goes, between your point is the fact that, goes, Callie goes, then she wasn't actually a lesbian.
Obviously. Wow, man. People make my head hurt.
Yeah. Peter Spires goes, all lesbians are bi, period.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Boy. Yeah, all lesbians are bi. Peter Spire, you're an idiot.
I hate everyone in this group.
Hey, look, Kelly responds, no, all lesbians are not bi. How old are you? How old are you to think that? My ex was a lesbian, was always a lesbian. She never even wanted to date a man. What do you say, Cassandra Jenkins? Are you actually bisexual? A girl I went to school with has been lesbian since for fucking ever, like middle school. Never mind. Never had an interest in guys. Does this mean all gay guys are bi?
I don't know. Next.
Yeah. And I just like how they're fucking, how this dude fucking arguing with the chick about
lesbians.
Yeah.
Lesbians. How did they work?
Man, where the fuck is Tori at when you needed to tag into this fucking shit?
Yeah. Do you see that picture I stole off of her? The lesbians. Who makes the sandwich then? Neither, they both eat on.
All right. but let's move on to the next one.
So I like the fact that I emailed customer service of Hatchet here, and nobody replied back to me. I always have an issue with them.
Yeah, I noticed that. Peter Spires is still being moron. Let's move on. Cosplay. I think I just saw a fucking cosplay chick. I can't find her again. Damn it, where the fuck did she go? Big titties. Why the fuck is this bitch posting this ugly bitch in fucking Juggalo group? Fuck's the matter with you? Why are you posting up a Nicki Minaj group in here?
Same reason that Playboy the Beast was asking people if they would smash or pass Nicki Minaj yesterday.
Yeah, I'll smash her in her face.
Yeah, that was one of the comments.
Destiny, you're an annoying bitch, ain't you? I should stab you. Gil G, go stab her.
Now, we'll try something new. We'll build this special thing like they have you build on this game. You have a bucket and you put drills in it. And then you put the bucket on the zombie's head and it just drills in her fucking head.
That works too.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But that's for this other thing they have you make. They make you pick up a propane tank and put some nails in it. That's no fun. It's just kind of stupid. Then you have to walk around with a fucking propane tank and shit.
Let's see, people. Oh, fuck. Seek medical attention fast. What the fuck? So I have an altered personality, and because of it, I have blackouts sometimes. Well, I pierced my nipples by hand a couple days ago. And yesterday I blacked out. When I came to, my nipples were gauged from a size 20 to a size 16.
Well, that sucks for you, then.
Man, you definitely ain't getting no chicks with fucking ever. They're gonna look at your fucking gauge of nipples and be like, yep, sorry, freak show. You're on your own.
You just call them freak show. I was like his chick one time, man. I fucking gave her a titty twister and shit, man, not knowing she had pierced nipples.
And yes, I called him freak show. Roads in Detroit are horrible. So many potholes. Bitch, come to fucking Connecticut. There's so many more damn potholes out here.
That's what you talking about. Come to Pittsburgh.
Man, with all the fucking ugly bitches in this damn group. That's all there is. Ugly, 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 jailbait, ugly, jailbait, jailbait and ugly.
Did you just say jailbait and ugly?
Yes.
But there's no win in there. Damn.
The double whammy.
Yeah, one more and you're out.
Wow. Andrew, depends on how old you are, nigga. Going out to fucking little girls, fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
Hey, fam, I need some advice. Me and my lit, again, I know a motherfucker who can't spell lit correctly, are doing good, and I love her, but she's causing so much drama and friction with exes. Okay, first off, motherfucker, you say you and her are doing good, but then you say she causes so much drama and friction with her exes. You are not doing good if she's flirting with her exes. How is that me doing good? And he goes, and then he goes, and there's this girl who really likes me, and she's so young and had kids from being raped, and the kids all call me their dad. I'm starting to think I love her too. Again.
The fuck?
Well, first of all, I go back to what I just said. If she's from her exes and you think you're in love with another chick, so even no matter how old you, not no matter how old she is, you and the person you're with right now are not doing good. And you do not obviously love her.
But he's in love with the girl that he raped that had kids.
Like,
you see, that's the type of shit you don't tell people.
Yeah, right.
You know, but on our scale here, we give that a whoop whoop
whoop whoop. dumbass.
We give that 2.5 whoops.
Yeah. And as an extra rating, you get dumbass.
Yeah. Well, that's a given. There's no getting around that.
It's the fact that I'm going to state what I just said. If your let is and you are having so much trouble, she's flirting with her exes, and you're falling in love with another chick, you're not doing good. Dumbass.
They're doing very well. I don't know why you keep insisting that they are not.
Oh, yeah, they're doing so well. He's falling in love with a fucking goddamn jailbait mining, ugly mining bitch. And her, and his what is flirting with all her fucking whore, being a whore for him with her exes. Yeah, they're doing so fucking amazing, aren't they?
Well, we'll end it on this note. Fuck them.
Peace.